Ring sizing, of course, is important, but it's not a perfect science at
it's
all.
Not.
Period. Much like these blue jeans I'm wearing. This is the Buy Like a Guy podcast. I'm Andy Kane, third generation jewelry store owner and professional diamond hunter. I'm going to say it like it is and give you the tools you need to buy an engagement ring and other diamond jewelry the same way you order your drink of choice, with complete and utter confidence. Welcome to Buy Like a Guy. Okay. Hello, everybody. I have two really awesome guests with me today. We have Susan, salesperson extraordinaire, and the world's greatest goldsmith, Allie. So today we're going to talk about something that is problematic for a lot of people, and it sounds really simple, but it's ring sizing. And I feel like I'm talking really serious, so sorry. So we have it happen time and again. Susan, what is your greatest fear when you sell something?
Sizing rings.
And what's so tough about that? This isn't an interview.
There's no wrong or right answer.
Yeah, there is no wrong or right
answer. Well, I think I've gotten the wrong answer many times when I've sized rings. I get them back and they're either too small or too big.
Yeah, and it's like a bummer because it's all relative, right?
Right.
I mean, one person... Like, Allie, you had a really good way of putting it. Like, there's supposed to be, like, a right size. My finger is this size. But what we find out is that we size rings, and they're in the ballpark. Some days they fit tight. Sometimes they fit a little bit loose. And sometimes they're just right. But you had a good take on that.
It's personal. It's a very personal feel. Some people wear their rings looser, some wear them tighter, but most days you're going to feel like your ring fits perfectly, but some of those days it will feel a little loose or a little tight, and that's okay, because we all fluctuate, and the weather changes.
See, that's the key. The ring's not changing.
Yeah, and also, some people have never worn a ring before in their life. And then they get an engagement ring or a wedding band, and they're like, oh my God, I'm wearing a ring.
Yeah.
How is this supposed to feel? Yeah. Well, it might just take a week or maybe a day or a month for you to figure out how you really like to wear it, but you have to wear it first to really know.
Right.
And getting real close to that finger size right away is possible. It just might need to go a little bigger, a little smaller after that, but it's very, very personal. There is no right or
okay, so
a
like
right way.
Sometimes we size them dead wrong, so we're willing to admit that. And most jewelers I know, I mean,
yes.
Sometimes it's just too freaking big, or she can't get it over her knuckle or whatever. We get that part, but it's that other part where you get a little spinning.
That in between.
It's spinning. Well, it's because it's like 30 below.
And also, that diamond is so big that
right.
It shifts around from side to side. So
yeah.
That's okay, too, if your diamond is
so
big.
How many times do you think a person can have we can go back in and have that ring sized? Because there are stories, and I'm not blaming clients at all. I'm really not. Although there is a point where you're like, we can only work on this ring so many times. Like we understand that now it's just a skosh too big, but we've already tried sizing it two times. How many times in general? Because that damages the ring, right?
It damages it. It can, because the ring bends usually in the same spots each time the ring is opened up. So that bending every single time will weaken the ring eventually, and it can start cracking and then, you know, lead into other problems like missing stones. So when we say you have your ring is a little too big in the winter time, let's put an easy solution, a ring guard, and it's removable.
Yes.
In the summertime, your finger swells up a little because of the humidity.
This is why you're on the show.
We are going to solve that by removing the ring guard.
Right? I mean, that's like good advice.
Allie.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. You didn't think you had anything to say.
I don't have anything
to say. No.
That's it.
So, okay. So ring sizing, of course, is important, but it's not a perfect science at
it's
all.
It's not.
Period. Much like these blue jeans I'm wearing. Or the shorts Susan's wearing that you can't see.
I may or may not have a rubber band around the butt.
Right. So some days are a little tight, some days just right. But overall, it's close and it does the trick, and you can wear your ring, which is this beautiful symbol. And thank you, girls, both for being here. Susan, do you have anything to add? No?
Well?
Sorry, prolong the show a little. They said 10 minutes is the right amount of time.
I just agree with Allie. It's really personal. So a lot of times when we do the sizing, we tell the customer, it's how it feels to you. How does that feel?
Yeah.
Because it has to feel good. We want them to love their ring and want to wear it and be able to wear it.
Oh, you know, I have a little bit of advice to the fellas out there. Actually, it's not to anybody out there who's thinking of buying a ring for a significant other. The moment you guys start talking about maybe getting engaged and you are free to ask the question, what is your finger size, right?
Bingo.
And if he or she does not know the answer to that question, go to a jewelry store that you probably want to shop at. And make it clear that you want to get her finger size,
mm-hmm.
All right? Or if you don't want to shop at that store, go to a chain store. Have them do it. Because independents are cooler. But anyway, and then put that in your phone and know it and make sure that the person that's sizing you knows what they're doing too. So
right
on Susan has come a long way. She knows how to do it now.
I'm getting there.
You do.
I'm getting there.
No, she
Susan
does.
Susan knows how.
She does. So
talk to Susan.
So that's my final bit of advice to everybody out there. So thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Thank you all for tuning in. And we'll see you later.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Allie, the star of the show.
I wasn't recording. Well, thanks for listening to Buy Like a Guy. Hopefully you're one step closer to buying an engagement ring with confidence, or at least you know more than you did a few minutes ago. And by the way, if you'd rather skip all this and talk to me directly, drop me a line at andy@buylikeaguy.com and I'll help you out as best I can. Otherwise, feel free to listen to the next riveting episode of Buy Like a Guy, and thanks a ton.